And that is bringing in Mike Causey with a check on sports. Were your ears burning last night, Mike?
Nope.
They should have been. You know why? I was gonna text you. I went to bed, okay? Because I went to bed early. And I woke up, and I always put a TV on to get light in my room, okay? And I put the TV on, and it's the, I do believe it's the sixth inning. The Red Sox and the Yankees. The Yankees are losing 3-1.
Oh, the midget hit a grand slam?
No, not that. Your name came to mind. Evaldi was pitching against the Yankees. He always does good against the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
He had them baffled. They took him out at the end of the sixth inning. In the seventh inning, they brought in a reliever, loaded the bases, brought in another reliever, grand slam, home run, game over.
Well, that's because these guys go deep in pitch counts. He pitched six innings. He threw 104 pitches. And on April 17th, you need to take the guy out. I mean, they did the right thing. But like I said, all spring so far, the Red Sox bullpen is terrible at best. And you just said it.
The game was completely in control. Completely in control.
Yeah, but they had to take him out. Yeah. He couldn't go any further. If he starts the next inning, he's going to go to 120 pitches or more. And that's too much early in the season.
All right. Well, I just felt, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm not a Red Sox fan. But I just shook my head and felt sorry for the starting pitcher. That's all. Went from a win to a no decision.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the major leagues. You're supposed to be able to get people out, and the Red Sox bullpen can't get anybody out. So that's their big problem right now, besides not scoring runs.
All right. So now where do you want to go in sports to start?
I want to go to my team.
Okay.
The last 2 days in high school ball, as you know, we only play seven innings.
Yep.
Tuesday we lost the game 1-0 in eight innings, and then yesterday we won 4-3. You ready for this?
Yeah.
12 innings.
Wow.
Yeah. Kids played well. Kids played very well. We were down 2-0 after the second inning. Kid hit a two-run homer against us, and we went into extra innings 3-3. And both teams had guys on base in extra innings, and we made the plays and got them out, and we scored in the bottom of the 12th. But I'll tell you one thing, and I know the umpire can't be listening. My guy scored from second base on a base hit down the left field line.
Yeah.
He missed third.
Oh, wow.
I was standing right there in a box watching him, and I saw him miss third, and I didn't say anything. I said, let's just say it's getting dark, and this umpire's not going to care. And sure enough, came over, he hit the bricks, we won the game. He missed third. Yeah. If we would have had two umpires on the field, they might have made the call, but one didn't show up.
Well, you see, there you go. Karma.
Yeah.
Or something. All right.
Who knows what it is. But, yeah, it was a good win for our guys yesterday.
All right. Where else do we want to go here?
The Mets. It's starting.
Yeah. The falling apart is starting. You're right.
It's starting. Yeah. Falling apart, starting.
It's lost
two in a row, five out of their last 10, 10-8. It's starting.
It's too
bad.
Not
that the Phillies played much better, but, the Mets lost a close one yesterday, 3-2.
Yeah.
These are the games you got to win, folks.
It really
is. Zach Wheeler pitched a good game. He went seven, threw 109 pitches, only gave up five hits, gave up three runs, but three was enough.
All right, and it's interesting because you take a look at the standings and look at Tampa Bay with they're four or five games ahead of the Yankees and almost I think nine games ahead of the Red Sox. We talked about it last year. Even though it's early in the season, it's tough to fall that far behind unless they have just a terrible fall apart. And the way they played last year, Tampa Bay, I don't think they're going to fall apart that much.
Well, the Yankees are only 5.5 behind, but the Yankees are under 500. And just like the rest of the American League East, like I said, you got Tampa Bay 10 games over 500, so they're playing really good. And the rest of the American League East is playing really bad, especially the Red Sox. They've only played 19 games so far, and the Red Sox are 9 games behind in the loss column.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only August 18, April 18th, I know, and a lot could happen, but you don't want to be 10 games. You don't want to be 10 games behind your first month out of the box. And the Red Sox are just—they're playing awful baseball. Still, they've scored less runs and given up more runs than the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
And the Baltimore Orioles are an inept baseball team.
It's Harold Baines. This morning, I was watching on the Major League Baseball Network that replay of what he said. He said, well, it's going to make for a fun summer because when you get 9 games behind this early, you don't make it up quickly.
That's 2 weeks of winning versus losing to make that up.
Yeah.
So said, nine games behind, you're looking at a month.
Yeah, he said it's going to be he said that. He said either a month or two to make it up if you start playing really good baseball. He said, so, you know, maybe it'll be the poor show now, maybe we'll turn into something better later on. But he said it was nice to see that shakeup in the American League East. So we'll
just
see.
To put it in perspective for people that don't get it, if the Red Sox win 8 out of 10, and Tampa Bay only plays 500, which is pretty bad, you're only making up three games.
So
it's going to take you 30 games to make up 9. If the other team only plays 500, and you're playing 7 out of 10 baseball, 8 out of 10 baseball, which is pretty hard.
Well, we'll have to see what happens, but
The holes you dig in April are tough to come out of for the rest of the year.
All right. Anything else in sports?
Yeah, hockey.
Hey.
Boston and Toronto, that's tied at 2 now after Bruins win 6-4 last night. Nashville in a must-win, being down 2-1 at home. They got a win last night, 5-1 over Nashville. Colorado beat Calgary last night, 3-2 in overtime. They take a 3-1 lead. And tonight you got a 2-1 series with Washington and Carolina resuming. Washington's up 2-1. St. Louis and Winnipeg tied at 2, go to a game 5 tonight. And Vegas, they look to wrap it up tonight at San Jose, up 3-1. San Jose's in a must-win situation. And the Islanders get to sit home and rest.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing
stuff.
Which
is big in the Stanley Cup.
Absolutely. All right, we've got racing, so we'll talk with you tomorrow about that.
Absolutely. Right. Another game today. 3 games in 3 days. Thank you, rain.
Get it in because it's going to rain right through the weekend.
Yeah, we're off tomorrow, but we got another one scheduled Saturday morning, so we'll see how it goes.
I think your Saturday morning is going to be in the drink. We'll see.
That's okay. It's the last Saturday for Keeneland. I won't miss a rain out.
Okay. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey, our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.